One of the most prominent winning streaks in men's college basketball is sure to end this evening. The question is, which one? Illinois has won all 19 of its games this season and now travels to Wisconsin to play a team that has won 38 straight games on its home court. Commentator John Feinstein talked about college basketball with Steve.
So, John, we've been having what they would call, where I grew up, basketball weather, and I gather it's going to be a particularly interesting night for basketball tonight.
Well, thank goodness they'll be playing indoors in Madison tonight. I think everybody agrees on that. You know, Illinois is undefeated. I think they've played the best basketball in the country to date. They have great guards, and they go into a place where the home team, Wisconsin, hasn't lost in 3 years. But the flip side is Wisconsin last beat a number one ranked team in 1962 when they beat an Ohio State team that included a backup guard named Bob Knight. That's how long ago it was. So the question is, can the Wisconsin home court advantage overcome Illinois' obvious talent advantage?
Illinois is one of three different teams that has managed to make it this far in the season and still be undefeated.
Yeah, and the other two are surprises in different ways. Nobody would think Boston College would be undefeated. They weren't picked higher than fifth in the Big East going into the season. They've already won at Connecticut. They have a very underrated team, and they weren't even ranked starting the season. Duke, on the other hand, you always expect to be high in the rankings, but with the players they lost last year, a lot of people, myself included, still don't think they're any better than fourth in the ACC, but they are undefeated right now. However, their tough games against North Carolina, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech don't come until the month of February.
As we get past the midpoint of the season, which is where we are for most teams at this point, anything else surprising you?
Well, I think that just the fact that there really isn't a dominant team. Usually at this point in the season, you're looking at two or three teams and you're saying those guys will be in the Final Four. Now, Illinois, as I said, looks very good. But again, the ACC had seven teams ranked in the top 25 starting the season. Now they're down to three. Georgia Tech, which was a finalist last year and was picked number three in the country in preseason, has lost three straight games, including a home loss to Virginia Tech the other day. Nobody would have expected anything like that.
Any underdogs who caught your eye?
Well, I got to go with the Bucknell Bison out of the Patriot League. They won at Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago. Pittsburgh was ranked in the top 10 at the time. Pitt just won at Connecticut the other night to show you how things work in college basketball. And the win was so big for Bucknell that everybody says it's the biggest win in school history, and nobody can come up with the second biggest win in school history.
Go Bison.
Absolutely. They've won 11 in a row right now.
Well, now, John, this is a big night for college basketball, as we mentioned. What game are you going to be attending?
I will be in the Palestra, which is still the best place in the country to see a college basketball game, to see a Philadelphia Big Five matchup. St. Joseph's, which you remember was 30-2 a year ago against Pennsylvania. The place will be packed. And without taking anything away from the other great arenas in college hoops, the Palestra is the best place to be on a winter night, especially when two Philly teams are playing.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach.